back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Paul Salt, the owner, and Jason Love, Vice President of Sales with Manly Brothers of Indiana Incorporated.
I'm the Vice President of Sales and Distribution for Manly Brothers of Indiana Incorporated.
Well, thank you for joining the program today. Let's start off by talking about what Manly Brothers of Indiana Incorporated is, kind of what your products and services are, and how you're affiliated with the oil industry.
Well, we've been supplying the oil industry for many, many years. Frac sand in our previous incarnation back in the 1980s when we used to go resin sand. We supplied resin sands to the oil industry as well as silica, and right now we're a little bit more simple and we provide primarily just silica sand. You would call that frac sand.
Frac sand, sure. And I must have cut you off earlier. I apologize. We have the owner of the company. Is that correct on the line with us right now?
Yeah, that is correct.
Did you start the company?
No, the company was started by two brothers back in the 1950s, they started the Troy Grove operation, plus they had one in Hanover, Wisconsin, and they expanded, basically started up a Michigan operation, which was in Bridgman, Michigan. The company grew, it got took over in the 1980s by a company called Hepworth Ceramic, which is an English company, which is why I have a strange accent. And then we got sold off in the early 1990s, and my father and I purchased the company from the English entity.
So,
we were employed by the English entity.
Sure. Let's talk a little bit about fracking over the last 10 years. You know, you guys are obviously an integral part of it with the fracking sand. How much of your business has changed over the past decade since kind of the shale revolution? It's been around since the 50s, but I mean, over the last decade, it really took off. Talk to me about the last decade of your particular industry within oil and gas.
Well, back 10 years ago, we were supplying frac sand in reasonable quantities, but not anywhere near the level of the last few years. We were primarily a foundry and glass supplier, heavily into the foundry industry. We had ancillary industries that we also, ancillary businesses that were entirely foundry-based. In about 2007, you know, the shale industry was picking up, and it was primarily a gas market, a natural gas, 40 70s and some 100 mesh, and it would just fit in our wheelhouses, right in our groove. We made 40 70s, we made 100 meshes, and a small amount of 30 50s. We weren't really a 2040 plant, which was primarily, that was up to then, it was, you know, vertical wells and vertical fracks were where it was at in the frac industry with 2040s and 3050s and 1630 grades, and we just didn't ever have them within our portfolio.
Because we mine from something called the St. Petersburg sandstone, and it's naturally finer than some of the other formations in Wisconsin and Illinois.
So as the industry changed, we looked at our Wisconsin operation, or looked at Wisconsin as being a good place to operate for coarse grains. We opened our Wisconsin mine, just the wet pit, in 2007 and put a wet plant down there and moved material south and processed it in Illinois. And we then opened in 2011 the processing plant in Wisconsin. All the while in Illinois, we were developing that plant and sort of adding onto it. As the volumes got bigger and bigger, and the demand got more and more, Illinois has continued to grow. And what we noticed is that frac takes up a huge portion of our business when it's busy. And when it's quiet, things go really, really quiet. right around the plant. Our industrial customers have kept us going all the way through. They've paid the lights, they've paid the light bill and kept the operation going. And the front market is subject to its own whims and foibles. It's either up or down.
Being joined by Jason Love and Paul Salt of the Manley Brothers of Indiana Incorporated.
I was always told that the certain shape and size of the frac sand has a lot to do with, you know, what oil companies want, that sort of thing. Does that come out of the, I guess, what happens with the sand once it's extracted from the earth? Does it go through a mining process, any sort of refining process, or does it go straight to the well site? Can you describe the process of when it comes out of the earth to the well site?
Sure, absolutely. We our sand is mined as a stone. It's a very soft stone. It's fully consolidated. It breaks down. We break it down using hydraulic hoses and hydraulic mining. We pump it up to the to our wash plant where we separate it from its cementation agents, which are primarily kaolinitic clays. The sand is then, in most operations, it sits and dewaters for a while from your wash. It's the best way to do it because it's more efficient. It's picked up then and dried in a rotary dryer or a fluid bed. And at that point there, what you've got is the sand isn't as naturally a round grain, competent whole grain particle. There are ways of treating it within the process to, if you don't have that, but you can never really make the sand grains once they're angular grains that come out of the ground. You can't really make them rounder. Not economically. You can. You spend an awful lot of money on it doing it, but it's economically, it would be very expensive to do it. It's not an economic option. So you wash the clays and you wash the cementitious agents off it. And if you need to, if there are other minerals, mineralization on the surface of the sand grain, which detract from its properties, there are ways to be able to treat it. Treat it or basically frost float it off, chemically treat the sand. So there's ways that you can process it to make it enhance its characteristics, but you can't really change the characteristics of the plant of the sand an awful lot and maintain an economic product. Then once it's dried, we put it through screens. Screens are basically wire meshes that stop the coarser particles falling through and allow the finer to pass. Those make it into the grates that we commonly use sell to the frac industry.
To listen to the full-length interview with Paul Salt and Jason Love of Manley Brothers of Indiana Incorporated, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Gain knowledge about the oil and gas industry while networking with industry pros. The North American Shale Magazine is inviting you to attend North Dakota's largest shale oil event in 2017, the Bakken Conference and Expo, happening July 17th through the 19th in Bismarck, North Dakota. Learn about the latest technologies used in one of North America's most productive shale plays, the Bakken. You're not going to want to miss the Bakken Conference and Expo, July 17th through the 19th in Bismarck, North Dakota. For more information about the conference or to register, visit www.thebakkenconference.com. That's thebakkenconference.com.